episode 354. Ready, set, aim.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Ready, set, aim. Are you ready to go? Come on, get up, get moving. Come on in. We are here. You are going to be rocketed to another galaxy. Oh, I went to go see Star Wars and I just loved it. Sorry, if you haven't seen it yet, I would really recommend you see it. So if I have a lot of references to that here in the next few days, that's probably why. I pray you are having a glorious day. And if not, I pray that you will open up your mind today because God is planning something magnificent for you right now at this moment. The question is, are you ready, set, and open to what He has in store for you? Today is the day. Why wait? Oh my goodness, we are in day 59 of the 60-day push. We are almost there. Woo! Yes, can you tell I'm excited? I feel like I've been cheering for a long time. Even my voice is cracking, but you just thrill me. You've gotten this far. I've gotten this far. Yeah, every once in a while, you need to give yourself a pat on the back. So do it right now. Pat yourself on the back. Yes, and say, I did it. I did it. Day 59. Can you believe it? You're here. And now you're saying, ready, set, aim, I am. You've just been working on your aim board, right? It's the heartbeat of your life to create your aim board. Now guess what? There's no more excuses. What are you waiting for? You've got it all. We've been through it. Now you think, oh, Christiane, you're just going to leave me hanging. Oh, no, I'm not going to leave you hanging. But we've got 2016 around the corner. Big things are happening for you. And it's not going to be necessarily exactly in order like we've been doing here with the 60-day push. We're going to break some things up. We're adding some things in. We're sprinkling extra goodness and fun stuff, tasty fitness. I mean, you got it. We're doing it. But today, you need to understand right now that you already have what it takes because it's in you. The heartbeat of your life, ready, set, aim, has been a part of you from the beginning. The problem is most of the time, we don't want to believe it. We want to put it on a shelf and say, maybe next year. Maybe when I have more time. Maybe when the kids grow up. When will that time ever get there? Because what happens is it's excuses after excuses after excuses. Are you owning those excuses and saying, yep, that's what I do. Own them and now let's discard them. Ready, set, aim. It's time for you. And when I say ready, set, aim, what do I mean by that? Ready, set, aim. Action ignites motivation. You see that A, that big A word? That's not just saying that we're trying to look at the target we're focused on. We're taking what action? You are taking action, which ignites motivation. You cannot wait any longer. If you've been putting this off, wondering what the end episode's going to be, you know, that final episode, well, you're it. You are the season finale. That's it. You thought I was carrying it, but I'm not. You are. Ready, set, aim. It's time for you to go out and take action. Put the excuses on the shelf. Yeah, you heard me. Put all those excuses on the shelf. Do what you can. Do the next step every single day. That doesn't mean I'm telling you to go kill yourself. Literally meaning that let's say you're wanting to lose weight. I'm not telling you to go run a marathon 23, 27 miles a day and literally killing yourself and your body and wearing it down. That's not what we're talking about here. It's talking about making intentional movements towards your aim board. You need to take action. You don't need mommy holding your hand any longer. We got to put our big girl panties on, sisters, brothers. Put them on. Stand tall and say, I'm willing to be bold. I'm willing to take a risk. I may fall. I may not get it right the first or the second or the third or the fourth time. But I know with practice brings what? Progress. You want to move forward. What's behind you is not what you're longing for. It's what's ahead of you. That's where you're headed. Ready, set, aim. You can do anything you set your mind to. You may have these butterflies churning in your stomach going, am I really thinking about doing this? Do I really want to stick my neck out that far? Do I really want to try? I mean, I'm writing some massive goals here for 2016. I've got some major things that I know are happening, and it scares me to death. There's times that literally I am shaking going, okay, Lord, I don't get this. Why are you putting it in my head? It wouldn't be there if something wasn't going to happen. But you see, I know something big is happening. I know it. I see it. I feel it. You have got to do in order to make it happen. That means ready, set, aim. Stop making excuses for yourself. Stop buying into other people's expectations of who you are supposed to be and go out and be who you were created to be by God Almighty. That should energize you more than anything, because that means you're beginning to what? Rely on your passion, that burning sensation on the inside. Now, I'm not giving you permission just to go away and throw away your job and just quit and don't worry about your responsibilities. No. You have to take all of that into consideration. And it's not going to happen overnight. None of your life's journey happens overnight. That's why it's called a journey. It takes time. It's a progression. But the problem is that you're ready and you're set, but you're missing the big factor. And I'm giving it to you today. Aim. Action ignites motivation. That is your job. I am here carrying your belief torch. I'm wanting you to go on into this world and do what you were created to do. I want to inspire and encourage you to do that. But ultimately, who does the work? You do the work. Ready, set, aim. Are you ready to take it within your heartbeat of your life and say, I accept it? I don't know where it's going to take me, but I'm going to take that one step at a time. Remember my journey and my tornado of life when I was over 200 pounds, significantly over 200 pounds. My husband had told me he had fallen out of love. Talk about no hope for just a brief moment. That moment was brief because I grasped on the one thing I knew that held all my faith, and that was Christ. And I tell you this because it took one step at a time for me to begin my journey and to bring me where I am today. And still to this day, I take one step at a time. You see, yes, as you know, I'm a recovering perfectionist. I wanted everything perfect, and still to this day, yeah, I question it. But the difference is I don't let it become my excuse. I step out boldly, and I progress moving ahead and making tweaks and changes as I need to. Now, do I always get it right? No. Most of the time, do I get it right? Closer to right, yes. And I just readjust. The weight's not going to fall off of you until you start putting the ready, set, aim into play. Action ignites motivation. That blog that you want to have is not going to write itself unless if it's ready, set, aim, and you take action. You finishing your degree is not going to happen until you are ready to take action. Ready, set, aim. Your relationship is not going to heal with your husband until you're ready, set, aim, and working on it together by starting with you first. boldly going where no one else has gone before, because only you can walk this journey. Only you can. Is that aim deep enough, and are you ready for it? Because it's time. You've got the aim board. You've created the vision that you see it. You've got the words there. You have no more excuses. Now it's just the next step. Ready, set, aim. Make today that next step. Make that next step be something closer to what you're aiming for. Be present. Be incredible. Be you in your life's journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.